Salida.
What nights are gonna be?
Good morning. Good morning. Afternoon. Hello, can you, the official?
Good evening.
My apologies for arriving 52 minutes late. Oh, okay. And then 32 minutes late.
32 minutes.
32 minutes. I know that you were supposed to start at past 9 and stretch, but for whatever reason, when I watch through my window, I see the bus going, sitting and watching news, because I wanted to hear what you were talking about of the
newspaper.
No, I was helping till late. I must accept that point. So, I can't lie about trying to start funny things about my lateness. The meeting should be open. If indeed we have got a column, we'll look at it as the apologies. We should be observing a moment of silence for mediation and of prayer, even if we are antichrist by ourselves, like Om Salah. Thank you very much. The meeting is really open.
Chair.
Yes,
sir. Do we have a forum, Chair?
We will hear from the staff. I don't know. I don't want to be a column. I thought the person is a column.
Excuse me, Chair?
I thought a person is a column.
A person?
Yeah. Unless he tells me something different.
Yeah.
Surely there must be a minimum number of committee members present.
Eight persons.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to members and to our guests. Chairperson, we're supposed to have 6 members, 5+1, in order for us to correct and to hold the meeting. Thank you, Chair. I also have 3 apologies that I've received, Mr. Seki, Mr. Mo, and Mr. Basson. Thank you, Chair.
We are short of 1 or 2.
One.
Okay.
Chair, can I make a suggestion that we could possibly consider rescheduling this meeting?
Thank you, Chair.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone. I thought that the apology for Honorable Sikhoi has been forwarded to the committee section, and she's not the way I've spoken to her last night.
Maybe talent is received, because our first is from talent.
Oh, okay.
I will check with talent.
Oh, okay. Check.
No, sir.
No, check. Thanks so much. I actually support the suggestion by the honorable member from the DA. But I think this must come to an end, Chairperson, of wasting the resources of the state. The flights we are traveling with are the resources of the state. The shuttle we hired from the residential areas is the resources of the state. So this thing must come to an end. If we are saying we're coming for physical meeting, it must happen. It's an embarrassment of highest order, this one. We should have went through or used virtual Zoom platform if we know that we are not going to make it. It's an embarrassment to come here, then we had to go back without doing what we're supposed to be doing. I suggest that we reschedule the meeting via Zoom. It's not going to happen physical. we discuss these issues, if possible. Thank you.
No, from the chair point of view, I must appreciate the honesty of the request at in the last meeting by Honorable Maybeck and Honorable Mushala, because you are the two that moved for the physical sitting. I had the difficulty of instructing some other people who are here to be here. Very difficult. They were very reluctant, especially number two, as was literally reluctant. She was saying all manner of reasons why we can't be physical. She even tried to tell the doctor to put me off sick. And with the assistance of me, where to come, she's here, unfortunately. Those that were not having a problem with me could not make it. But the assumption must not be made that it is man-made for them not to be here. I haven't had the reasons. I know yesterday we finished late in the house. I could not have time to have spoken to them because I thought they were of the party they belong to, because I don't belong to the party. And we'll speak to them. So I think when Mr. Basson spoke to me, and the apology he gave is an apology you can't deny. I haven't spoken to Mr. Moore, but I think we take note that indeed could we have known.
Circumstances beyond their control has at the very last minute prevented them from out. I think his wife was, Honorable Besson's wife was admitted yesterday to hospital, for instance. And I know that that the Honorable Moore also had a mixture of personal and professional obstacles for not being here, which also occurred rather late. So, but Chair, just on the matter of comments made by the Honourable Member from the EFF about physical meetings versus virtual meetings. Well, firstly, I want to thank you for arranging this meeting, a physical one, as per the request last time. I think we need to talk about this, Chair, because, you know, we've slipped away over time, and we know it was COVID-induced. We know where it started. But we've slipped away over time from this very important physical interaction of meetings of this kind. The committee faces one another, you know, come face to face where we discuss things. Where we have a cup of tea together during the break, you know, and have a sandwich, and where we can just interact as, you know, fellow human beings and colleagues and representatives in Parliament. I think that's a very important aspect and part of our work. And I don't think now that COVID is over, we must continue to hide behind the COVID measures. The COVID measures are no longer in place. They're no longer necessary to be implemented. I think it's very important that we revert back to our original roles and responsibilities as committee members to meet as often as possible in person. A lot more can be achieved that way, I believe. And secondly, also, I know that you yourself as Chair and many others around the state and around this table have been frustrated often by technical issues, you know, with virtual meetings. Poor connections or breaking connections or not being able to come online at all, and etc. And we often end up having these very unsatisfactory virtual portfolio committee meetings, which quite frankly are quite unprofessional in my view. So the fact is, yes, I agree with the Honourable Member from the EFF that when this happens, what happened today, with no quorum, but there were circumstances, it is an embarrassment, it is a waste of scarce resources. Absolutely, I agree with that. But it wasn't planned this way. It doesn't take away from the importance and the necessity of meeting in person. And I think that we should, where at all possible, Chair, we of course leave it to your discretion and good judgment, but where at all possible, that you please chair this meeting in person as far as possible from now on. But yes, thank you, Chair. I think I look forward to rescheduling as and when possible.
This is a bill.
Yeah.
A bill needs to be owned up by members of its own self. And it is important that you speak to the bill in person. We are making a bill that will bind other people outside ourselves, because we will not be here next year after the elections. We might be a member of parliament, but we might not be in this committee. I know I will be chairing the meeting in the new seventh parliament. This one, war representation, I will be chairing. But the ANC will have one election. And yesterday we have just passed the rules that will govern the misbehavior by members, as Honorable Mikala said. So we have got everything in the dark. Of course, there are other people who are still taking that particular bill that we passed yesterday to court, because they want us to misbehave consistently. When you misbehave, they have a problem with that. But we will use it next year. For people of this nature, where people have decided not to behave properly, those of us who will be members of parliament will use it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we are going to be leading this.
We'll be leading.
So we should be adjourning the meeting. Who is representing the department? Okay. In any way, you have got a lot of money, department. Yeah, it doesn't tiny money, you have got. Yeah, if we can just get to know yourself.
My name is Paul Noel. I'm head of finance in the Water Trading Entity.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Bronwyn Naidoo. I'm the legal representative for the department.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. I'm Eustacia Bofilatos from Institutional Governance or Oversight in the department.
So your money has already been covered by the finance department already, so you're no issue. Others are our own people.
Good morning, I'm Lynette Milne. I helped with a business case for the agency looking at the financial viability and then giving it percent into the bill. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honourable members. The name is Adla Arnold, Parliament Legal Services.
I thought that name is amazing. No, that's not all. Your mama even asked me in the city. You said what is the name again?
Okay, my name is Adila Arnold. First name Adila, second name Arnold.
Yeah, I thought it was Adrian Arnold.
Oh. No, Chair, Adila, it means justice, so I think I'm good in good place. Thank you, Chair.
This is a talent, this is the one whom we're looking for. I said we shouldn't allow him to give a thing that is my finding. It's not part of that process, but he's an assistant president for this committee.
Good morning, members and good morning, colleagues. My name is Kaya Veli. I'm the executive secretary to the chairperson.
You can see, I'm saying Veli. It does not say Veli, it's Veli. It's time to Africanize Africans. Okay. In the olden days, Mr. Maybeck, when you go to that area called Jamazavanti, if you say what's your name? Say, Oliphant. There was one white lady sitting next to this man asking. Then he has got an anarchy.
Morning, Chairperson and members. I'm Haneem Davis. I'm here for PMG. PMG.
Is that company like this?
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Tomani Manufa.
I'm from PMG, but I'm also in the committee section.
My name is Tomani Manufa. Yes. I am a researcher for the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation.
And
you are the only vendor in the city? Not a vendor, but a muvendor.
Good morning, members and colleagues. I'm Shireen Dahl with the Project Advisor for the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, members and colleagues. My name is Kholi Tlopasi Andende. I am the committee secretary for Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement, but I'm standing here today for this committee.
those of us who were before human settlement water sanitation will remember her being our secretary there.
Mm.
Okay. May I ask
Matthew,
that...
can I ask something?
Yeah.
Your secretary, committee secretary, your personal assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And not in that personal, not in that sense. Not in that sense. Okay. I must thank you for having made up time and apologize to those of you who are not our members, especially the delegation from the ministry, the delegation from the agency, delegation from the PMG. The legal advisors, it is their job to be with us every day in any way, because whatever we do should be legally bound. So for them to be here, even if the meeting gets postponed so many times, they must still come, because we must still do things legally. But those of you who came here because you thought this meeting is important and you leave all other things to come here, but I really, really apologize for the wasted time. Edna?
I know we're going to postpone the meeting formally for another time, but is it possible, since we're all here, that we can have a working session just to get some of the questions to take back and look at it, maybe some of the issues that are burning that you would want us to respond to, even if not now, but to take it back and have a working session?
No, sitting here as the chair of the committee, I can't do that. Because people must say personal things that are not going to bind on the committee. You start acting on them, and when the official meeting come and sit, they reject all of them. And knowing someone here sitting, she will reject it on that technicality that you spoke on it unofficially. Therefore, it does not bind on me, and she will be right. So you might be wasting your time and energy listening to something that is really not a meeting, because we're not a meeting. We are not correcting, therefore we can't make any other preposition. And as I'm saying, I know that you have spent time and you have prepared and so forth and so on. Maybe I wanted to come to this point. Okay, I can see the end of the coming up before I come to my own conclusion that I wanted to make.
Yeah, before you conclude, Chair, I would then propose, because all of us, I think we would want to see this bill going through before the sixth administration comes to an end on the 28th of March 2024. So I would therefore propose that looking at the framework for 2024, I think we have the first week starting from the 30th up until... Yeah, I think it's going to be interrupted by the state of national address and all, and the responses of the president and the debates. But I would want us, in terms of the program, we feature in the first week of the parliamentary week. Let's start to process this bill, because I don't think we'll take time in terms of the amendments and so forth and so on. So let's start with the processing of the bill in our very first week. Maybe second week we can be able to conclude it, Chair. But in summary, I'm proposing that we process this bill as soon as possible. The next, Chair.
The meeting is postponed to the first week of our sitting, starting from the 28th or 27th.
Yes, what are the dates, Chair? Do we have dates, Chair? When do we plan to start again?
No, I thought that they must look at it between the 26th and the 30th. Of January.
No, committee week starts through, Chair. Committee week starts on the 30th of January. Yes. To the 7th, then the 8th is the state of
nation address and the 13,
14,
we
can,
so we can start
why
that
don't we
week
take
of the
7th?
No, no.
That will be here in any way for the state of the nation address.
Yeah. State of the nation on the 8th of February.
Yes. I
so
think
they're looking at Tuesday the 6th.
Okay. Well, good.
I don't support the 7th that much, but yeah, but that week of the 30th, when is the 30th? I think it's Monday. The Tuesday one.
Tuesday the
30th. Or Tuesday the 31st.
The 30th is the Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday we can work, but from the programming side of view, I know from the 1st and 2nd, there is a workshop for members. Yeah, and I think it's a compulsory workshop. So I'm proposing if the 30th is Tuesday, let's take that Tuesday, the 30th, and
Wednesday
it's allocated to other committees, unless otherwise we do it virtually in the evening. I don't have any problem.
But
30th is fine.
30th physical. And we must not go and not come with the hope that we might not have a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that we underscored our role as members of parties. There's no reason. We are members of the ANC were six.
And why are they not here?
Yeah, that's the point I'm saying.
I wanted to come to that point.
I'm saying, no, listen to me. I'm saying is that, no, listen to me, Mzala. I'm saying we underscored our role.
Why are they not here?
No, I'm saying we underscored to ask that question.
Scored an own goal.
Yeah, so we will definitely do that.
Because I was called, you mean?
You discussed before. You were not sure what is the meeting that was called. When you discussed.
Why I'm saying the meeting must happen on the 9th after the.
No, since the date we said we are not married.
Actually, we are more informal. Normally, before the State of the Nation, we have so many things in the party, caucuses, meeting, and everything which will clash even with your time. We end up not correcting. I'm not saying that we are not correcting because we want not to correct. Because of certain things that we bind us. After the State of the Nation, everything
the
is
black now.
Then
issue.
We can attend. So I'm trying to lobby you on the date of the 9th.
Okay, or the 10th or the
15th. Yes, I'm trying to lobby you. I don't make that mistake because we'll end up not. And I think you need my input in this thing.
We remember the bill must be finalized before the end of February. That we must not forget. Because when I come back as a shepherd, then the next time I want to move.
And you'll not be the chair.
Because
we will be running this department.
The meeting is
ended. Hey, Macheko. Macheko. Who is the